Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, the ninth Perek HaNisrafin. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Brace of Eilish B'Misa, and these are the ones liable to death at the hands of heaven, meaning Misa B'Dei Shemaim, one who eats Tevel, a Kohen Tam who eats Truma, which is Tahor, a non-Kohen who eats Truma, or a non-Kohen, a Kohen Tamu or a Tful Yom who perform a Voda, or a Voda is performed by Mechusar Baganim, a Kohen lacking garments of Kohanim, Mechusar Kippurim, one lacking atonement for a former Tumu which required Kabanas, one who did not wash hands and feet before the Avoda, one who drank wine, or with long hair. However, if a vote is performed by an aral, an onain, meaning one whose close relative died that day, or someone sitting, he's not chayv to misa b'dei shamayim, but violates an hazara alone. Rebbe says that a baal mum who performs a vote is liable to misa b'dei shamayim, but the chachamim say he only violates an hazara. If someone intentionally transgresses me'ila using hekdesh, Rebbe says he's liable to misa b'dei shamayim, and the chachamim say he only violates an hazara. The Gemara will provide the sources for all these laws. Point number two, Shmuel provides a source for one of the cases of the Braisa. Manayin l'kohen tamisha achot truma tahara. From where do we derive that a kohen tamisha who eats tahor truma, shuba misa b'nei shemayim, is liable to death by the hands of heaven? The pasuk says, referring to a kohen tamisha who eats truma, v'shamris mishmarati v'o yisol av chet, and they shall guard my charge and not bear a sin from it and die because of it, for they will have profaned it. Shmuel words imply that only a Kohen Tame, who ate Truma, which is Tahor, is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if the Truma was Tame, he is not. Shmuel quoted Rabbi Gazer providing the source for this exception. Manayin Kohen Tame she'achot Truma Tameya. From where do we derive that a Kohen Tame, who eats Tame Truma, she'enu b'misa, is not chayv to death by the hands of heaven? The above pasuk says, U'mesu bo ki yecholu, and die from it, for they have profaned it. This excludes this case of Truma, which is Tame, which is already profaned before the Kohen eats it. And point number three, the Gemara provides a source that Mechusar Baganim, a Kohen lacking the garments required for Kohanim, is liable to Misa B'dei Shamayim for performing Avoda. The pasuk says, V'chagartam osam avnet, and you shall girdle them with a belt, and the kuhuna shall be for them, implying, B'zman shebigdem alehem kuhuna sam alehem. When the garments are upon them, their kuhuna is upon them, but ain't big dam alehem, ain't kuhuna sam alehem. If the garments are not all upon them, their kuhuna is not fully upon them. Thus, they're considered like zarim regarding avoda, and the braisa taught above, zar sheshimesh b'misa. A non-kohen who performs avoda is liable to death by the hands of heaven. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in the braisa of Eilish b'misa, and these are the ones liable to death at the hands of heaven, meaning misa b'dei shamayim. One who eats tevel, a kohen tam who eats truma, which is tahor, a non-kohen who eats truma, or a non-Kohen, a Kohen Tamei or a Tful Yom who perform a Voda, or a Voda is performed by Mechusar Baganim, a Kohen lacking garments of Kohanim, Mechusar Kippurim, one lacking atonement for a former Tumah which required Kabanas, one who did not wash hands and feet before the Avoda, one who drank wine, or with long hair. However, if a Voda is performed by an Aral, an Onain, meaning one whose close relative died that day, or someone sitting, he's not Chayv to Misa B'dei Shamayim, but violates an Hazara alone. Rebbe says that a Baal Mum who performs a vote is liable to Misa B'dei Shamayim, but the Chachamim say he only violates an Hazara. If someone intentionally transgresses Me'ila using Hekdesh, Rebbe says he's liable to Misa B'dei Shamayim, and the Chachamim say he only violates an Hazara. The Gemara will provide the sources for all these laws. Point number two, Shmuel provides a source for one of the cases of the Braisa. Manayin l'kohen tamisha achot truma tahara. From where do we derive that a kohen tamu who eats tahor truma, shuba misa b'dei shamayim, is liable to death by the hands of heaven? The pasuk says, referring to a kohen tamu who eats truma, v'shamris mishmarati v'o yisol av chet, and they shall guard my charge and not bear a sin from it and die because of it, for they will have profaned it. Shmuel words imply that only a Kohen Tame, who ate Truma, which is Tahor, is liable to Misa B'dei Shamayim. But if the Truma was Tame, he is not. Shmuel quoted Rabbi Gazer providing the source for this exception. Manayin Kohen Tame she'achot Truma Tameya. From where do we derive that a Kohen Tame, who eats Tame Truma, she'enu b'misa, is not chayv to death by the hands of heaven? The above pasuk says, U'mesu bo ki yecholu, and die from it, for they have profaned it. This excludes this case of Truma, which is Tame, which is already profaned before the Kohen eats it. And point number three, the Gemara provides a source that Mechusar Baganim, a Kohen lacking the garments required for Kohanim, is liable to Misi Bidei Shamayim for performing Avodah. The Pasuk says, V'chagartam osam avnet, and you shall girdle them with a belt, and the kohuna shall be for them, implying, B'zman shebigdem alehem, kohuna sam alehem. When the garments are upon them, their kohuna is upon them, but ain bigdem alehem, ain kohuna sam alehem. If the garments are not all upon them, their kohuna is not fully upon them. Thus, they're considered like zarim regarding avoda, and the braisa taught above, zar sheshimesh pemisa. A non-kohen who performs avoda is liable to death by the hands of heaven. All right, so now we go to siman daf pei gimel, and our standard siman is a pogo stick. A pogo stick, so here goes. When the pogo sticking Kohen bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, while another pogo sticking Kohen got Misa Bidei Shamayim for performing a voda without Big Day Kohuna, and therefore was considered like Zar Sheshimesh. So once again, slow motion. When the pogo sticking Kohen pogo stick, that must be on daf pei gimel. When the pogo-sticking Kohen bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, which reminds us, the braisa states, Ve'elu Sheba Misa, and these are the ones liable to death at the hands of heaven, meaning Misa Bidei Shamayim. Among the list is one who eats tevel and a Kohen Tameh who eats truma, which is tahor. So when the pogo-sticking Kohen bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that if a Kohen Tameh eats truma, he's pater if the truma was already Tameh. So when the pogo-sticking Kohen bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, while another pogo-sticking Kohen got Misa Bidei Shamayim for performing avoda without Big Day Kohuna, and therefore was considered like Zar Sheshimesh, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Mechusar Bagadim, a Kohen lacking the garments required for Kohanim, is liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim for performing avoda. The Pasuk says, V'chagartam osam avnet, and you shall girdle them with a belt, and the kohuna shall be for them, implying, V'zman shebigdem alehem, kohuna sam alehem. When their garments are upon them, their kohuna is upon them. Ein bigdem alehem, ein kohuna sam alehem. If their garments are not all upon them, their kohuna is not fully upon them. Thus, they're considered like zarim regarding avoda. So once again, when the pogo-sticking Kohen bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, while another pogo-sticking Kohen got Misa Bidei Shamayim for performing avoda without Big Day Kohuna, and therefore was considered like Zar Sheshimesh. Alright, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Ein Tes. So the siman Daf Ein Tes is an 8, a pen, and we often use a sofer in the siman. So here goes. The angry sofer was pater when he threw his quill. Sofer, quill? That must be on Daf Ein Tes. 8, quill, pen, sofer. The angry sofer was pater when he threw his quill at a goy, disturbing his writing, and mistakenly killed a yid, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who intended to kill an animal or idolater, but instead killed a Jew standing nearby, he's pater. If he intended to strike the victim where he would not be killed, but struck his heart where the blow could kill him, or intended to strike him where the blow could kill him, but mistakenly struck him where the blow was not able to kill him, but he died anyway, he's also butter. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he intended to kill this person, but killed that person, he's butter. So the angry sofer was putter when he threw his quill at a goy, disturbing his writing, and mistakenly killed a yid, and was putter again when he threw his inkwell at a group of 9 yidden and a goy, and killed a yid, which reminds us, we learned that if one threw a stone into a group consisting of 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew, and a Jew is killed, the person is putter. The Pasuk teaches that although the majority are Jews, since the non-Jew was kavua, fixed in place, the killer is not executed because kol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami. Any suffix involving something fixed in place is considered like a suffix of 50-50. So the angry sofer was putter when he threw his quill at a goy, disturbing his writing, and mistakenly killed a yid, and was putter again when he threw his inkwell at a group of 9 yidden and a goy, and killed a yid, saw his friend get away with murder when he got mixed with other murderers, before his Gemara Din, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rotzeach shenisar b'acherim. If a murderer became mixed with others, they're all exempt. Rav Yudah says, Konsinov sol kippa. They're gathered into a chamber and are indirectly killed, as described in Daf Pei Aleph. Shmuel explained that one murderer, whose verdict was not issued, became mixed with convicted murderers. The Rabban hold, En gomrin dino shel adam el b'fanav. We can only issue a verdict in his presence, and since he cannot be identified, he cannot be convicted, and everyone is pater. Rav Yudah holds, they cannot all be exempt, since they're all murderers. So they're all killed through the kippa method. Daf Pei. So the Simran Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. Well, one of Basin's painters, that must be on Daf Pei. Well, one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, which reminds us, Ravina amended a brisa to say that if a cow killed a person and conceived before the verdict and gave birth afterwards, the offspring is prohibited because uber yerech imohu. The fetus is like a thigh of the mother and becomes forbidden through the mother's verdict. So, while one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, another was changing the sign above the mixture of convicted men to the more lenient punishment, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if people sentenced to different methods of execution were mixed together, they're all given the most lenient execution. They were asked that this should prove that Musru Adavar Chamur Habi Musru Adavar Kal. Someone warned for a more severe execution is also considered warned for a more lenient execution. Otherwise, those who are warned and convicted for the more severe Misa cannot be killed with the more lenient Misa. Rabbi Yirmi answers in the Mishnah's case is Shehisru Bostam, that they warned him generally that he would be killed, but did not specify which method, so he's considered warned for every type of Misa. So, while one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, another was changing the sign above the mixture of convicted men to the more lenient punishment, even though the majority were Chayiv Sreifa, which according to Rabbi Shimon is more severe, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said to teach the Mishnah as Haniskalim Benisrafin. Those sentenced with Skeel became mixed with those sentenced with Sreifa, and Rabbi Shimon rules they're all stoned, the more lenient Misa, according to him, despite the majority being sentenced to Sreifa. Daf Pei Av. So the Simran Daf Pei Av is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be one Daf Pei Av. The grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson, who became chayv in a more strict misa after being already chayv misa and got the more severe punishment, which reminds us, someone convicted for two types of misa receives the more severe one. So the grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson, who became chayv in a more strict misa after being already chayv misa and got the more severe punishment, and had no nachus from another grandson who was led to the keep after violating alav sheyesh bo koris three times, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misha lak v'shana, one who receives malchus twice and transgress a third time, Basin machnisin osan lakipa, Basin places him in a chamber and feeds him barley until his stomach bursts. This refers to repeated koris violations, and so he's already condemned to die young. And since he forgoes his life by his repeated kar's violations, we hasten his death through the kippah procedure. So the grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson became chayiv in a more strict misa after being already chayiv and got the more severe punishment, and had no nachus from a grandson who was led to the kippah after violating alav sheyesh bo koris three times, finally had a little nachus when a grandson stood up for what was right and killed a thief taking a vessel from the Mikdash, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hagonav as a kasva, one who steals a kasva, which the Gemara explains as a klishares, a service vessel at the base of Mikdash, the hamakal bakosim, or blasphemes using an idol's name, vahabola aramis, or has relations with an Aramean woman, meaning any idolater's daughter, kanaim pogimbo, zealot seeking to avenge Hashem's honor, may strike and kill him. Daf Pei Beis. So the simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory. Peanut butter factory? That must be on Daf Pei Beis. Peanut butter. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger, which reminds us, Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas as a rodev. So the Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and this was no time for Kavod Rav, which reminds us, as the incident with Zimri and Cosby unfolded, the Pasuk says that Pinchas saw, and the Gemara asks what it was. Rav says, he saw the incident and remembered the halach. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, did you not teach about the one who has relations with the Kusis, Kanaim Pogimbo? Moshe replied, the reader of the letter should be the agent to follow its instructions. Shmuel says Pinchas saw the Pasuk, Ein Chachma, Ein Tvunav, Ein Eitzel, Neged Hashem. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against Hashem's honor, teaching, Kol Makom She'esh Chilul Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod Rav. Wherever there is desecration of Hashem's name, we are not concerned with giving honor to a teacher. So he acted without consulting Moshe, his teacher. Belazar says he saw a malach destroying the nation and acted immediately. So the Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem and that this was no time for Kavod Rav, hid his spear tip in a peanut butter jar and convinced the Rishayim that he was One of them, which reminds us, Gemara relates that Pinchas hid the spear tip in his garment and approached the Shevet of Shimon using the spear as a walking stick and implied that he sought to join the sinning, allowing him access to Zimri's tent. The Gemara relates six miracles performed for Pinchas on that day, enabling him to kill Zimri and to publicly demonstrate what Zimri was doing. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do you discuss what the din is if 10 men struck an individual and he died? That's on duff. Ein ches. Good number two, which duff does Gemara bring the source that Kohanim or Mechus Beganim, not wearing the Bigud de Kahuna, are Chai Misbidei Shemaim and are considered like a Zar Shishimesh? That's on duff. Hey, Gemo. Good number three, which duff do you learn that Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act and Zimri could have killed Pinchas? That's on duff. Pei Beis. Good number four, which duff do you learn the more lenient Misa is administered in a mixture even against the majority? That's on duff. Pay. Good number five. Which stuff do you discuss the cases where we apply the din of Kanaim Pogim Bo, such as one who steals a Kli Sharis from the Mikdash? That's on duff. Pay off. Good number six. Which stuff do you want a Tamei Kohen who eats Truma as Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim? That's on duff. Pay Gemel. Good number seven. Which stuff do you want, according to one opinion, Pinchas saw the Pasuk of Ein Chochme Ein Tvuna Ein Eitzo Neged Hashem, which caused him to act? That's on duff. Hey, Bays. Good number eight. Which stuff do we discuss murdering someone through mitzamsim, confinement, such as the case of tying someone who will eventually die by the heat of the sun? That's on duff. Ein Zayin. Good number nine. Which stuff do we learn a Tamei Kohen is not high of misbidei shemayim for eating truma if the truma was already tamei? That's on duff. Hey, Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that one who intended to kill an animal or idolater, but instead killed a Jew standing nearby, is pater? That's on duff. Ein Tess. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.